Aircheckdownloads.com.
And that's the news on 1FM at 8:34.
Well, that's so cheery, isn't it?
Mayo, salmon mayo. Daylight come and we won't wake up.
Daily Telegraph reporting this morning that commercial pig classes were introduced for the first time at this year's Royal Bath and West of England show. How wonderful. Best price to millions of workers up and down the country who thought they'd been working for a pig for quite a long time. But not, of course, at the BBC, where there are no pigs as bosses. Isn't that right? At Newsbeat, just lovely kind of llamas.
Lovely, lovely people.
Llamas, hamsters.
Oh, yes.
Hamsters
yes.
As bosses.
You don't know what you're talking
gerbils.
About, do you, Peter?
I'm Phil Bailey. Disagree.
Phil Bailey and Why I,
Simon?
Why I, Phil. Pete.
Who?
What's your name? Hello, Judith. 1985, a number one song for Phil Bailey and Phil Collins, and the Easy Lover song, apparently. Not that I'm employed from a musical knowledge. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Yes, Philippa.
The latest satellite picture shows a lot of cloud over the country. There is misty low cloud right across eastern England. That's the A1 completely closed to the north of Peterborough. Avoid the area if you can.
Thank you. And coming next, little pig, let me in. Very good, very good. Actually, much better than the original. Anyway, so the chart beater in just a second. Who's this? It's Susie, I think that's the annual thing we've got. Susie from Mamble in Kidderminster. Dear Father Mayo, forgive me for I have greatly sinned, or at least I think I have. Very good, very good. Green jelly, a little bit of Philippa smeared over it. Now, 10 minutes to 9, Thursday, 3rd of June, and it's 154th day of the year, and Colin has never said this for a while, so Colin can say it.
On this day in history!
Thank you, especially as it was Colin who invented the Uncle Ted talkback box in the first place. Right, so here we are on this day in 1926. The Cornish Echo reported that two young boys had been attacked by a very large and aggressive feathered thing. Now, this same thing turned up again in 1976 when a couple of people saw a menacing owl man near Morland Church in Cornwall. And then the following year, Sally Chapman and Barbara Perry, both 14, saw it near the church where they were camping. Man-sized, glowing red eyes, grey feathers, large wings, and it rose straight up, disappearing in the trees. If the police are still looking to do a drugs raid after what they seized yesterday, I would think this area of Cornwall should be one of the areas that they're looking at.
There it is!
No, it was man-sized, not girl-sized. On this day, 1665, the Duke of York defeated the Dutch fleet off the coast of Harwich. See, an away victory against the Dutch. It is possible. 1898, Johann Strauss the Younger, he was called. 1899, Johann Strauss, not quite the so young, because he's actually dead now. 1970, Ray Davis of the Kinks recorded a section of his song again. The song was Lola, substituting the word Coca-Cola with Cherry Cola so that it could be played on the BBC, because we can't say Coca-Cola on the BBC. Well, we certainly couldn't then. 1937, the Duke of Windsor, the abdicated King Edward VIII, married Wallis Simpson in Mons, in France. 1990, the Social Democratic Party was disbanded with too few members to function properly. And on this day, 1956, third-class coaches on trains were abolished by British Railways by the very novel method of making first and second class all as bad as the third class. Birthdays today for Curtis Mayfield, who's 51. Hale Irwin, the American golfer, is 48. Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople, lead singer person, met his son in a pub once asked me to play his songs. I said, sorry. Anyway, how old do you reckon then? Philippa.
Who was it again?
Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople.
Oh, him. Well, of course, he's 48.
48, you think, Peter Bowes?
Nah, 42.
42. Next door?
44.
44, you think, Ivor?
46.
47 is the answer. So, Phil, you're not far out.
I was very good, actually.
Even though you've never heard of him before. Vince Clark from Yazoo's 32, Denise Williams, 42, and Susie Quattro, old 70s leather-clad woman. Phil.
Oh,
blimey, here we go.
This is a tricky one, this
any
one.
Any time before Simon
34.
Baxter. 34.
What do you think?
Ivor?
40.
You at home? Next door?
42.
Peter Bowes?
47.
But Simon, you must guess.
43, I'd guess, and I'm absolutely right, because I've got it written down here. Now, events from this day in history, 1981.
Scintillating air gets into second place. Church parade and shotgun. Vincent Gold come next. There's only one horse in it. You need a telescope to see the rest. They Stephen Byrne looks round. He's on his own.
Yes, he was on his own. A famous Derby win for who on this day in history? Sunken Tears for Fizz, Break It Down Again from this day in history, 1981.
Circulating air gets into second place. Church Parade and Shotgun. Going to go, come next. There's only one horse in it. You need a telescope to see the rest. They have a furlong to go. 15 lengths at least. Wally Swinburne looks round. He's on his own.
Wrong answers first, Phil.
Desert Orchid?
Nope.
Red Rum?
Nope.
Dapple from Play School?
Nope.
Do you want the right answer?
Shergar winning the Derby from this day in history, 1981, by a record 10 lengths. Spotted by?
Martin Levers from Waterlooville,
well
in Hampshire.
Well done, Martin. And what year was he born?
1963.
Wins a video with all the events to remember from 1963 and an On This Day in History book. 2 minutes to nine. Last up from us, current song from E17. A cover of the old Pet Shop Boys tune. East End Boys, West End Girls, current single from E17. That's it from us. More breakfast tomorrow.
Yes, 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 yes.
At your place.
Yes, 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 yes.
Six come on, come on. Nine. What's that?
Come on.
Come along.
Pace it up a bit.
Okay, that's it from us. Thank you very much. Now stand by. So much.
The Golden Hour on 1FM.
We're gone. We're finished. I'm drunk. Keep it going.
BBC Radio.
Checkdownloads.com.